Attorney Robert Savage here again today with some additional reasons why you might sue your broker and what your broker may have done wrong in your account. We talked about some initial reasons why you might want to sue your broker in an earlier podcast, and today I want to talk about some other reasons to sue your broker. One of the reasons you might consider suing your broker is through the abuse of margin. Now, margin is where you borrow money to buy more stock, and the loan is collateralized by investments you already have in the brokerage account. Now, they can cause many problems, these margin accounts, because when you use a margin account, you're borrowing money to pay for a stock purchase. So this significantly increases the risk that you're taking, because if your margin account requires you to deposit additional money, you may be in a situation where you may lose more than you invested. So the situation would be you have a margin call, you can't pay it, the brokerage firm sells out your account, and there's a balance left on the loan that you owe them, and you have to come up with additional money to repay the brokerage firm. Now, many margin-related problems arise because the broker may not have properly and fully informed you of the risks and the costs associated with borrowing money to purchase another investment. Your issue may arise in another instance where the broker may have failed to even tell you that your account was being put on margin, or that your risks, your investments were at risk as collateral for the loan. So you may not even be aware of a margin problem or a margin account until you start receiving what are known as margin calls. These are calls to deposit more money or fully paid for securities in order to prevent the securities in your account from being sold out to cover any margin balance that is due. If you find that you have significant interest costs associated with having your investment account, this is a clue to you that you'll notice on your tax return that you may have a significant margin balance and thus outsized risk in your account, particularly as you age and your investment objectives tend to become less aggressive as you try to preserve all the wealth you have built over time. The breach of a fiduciary duty is another potential cause of action. In Florida, your broker owes you a fiduciary duty, which means that they have the duty of the utmost loyalty to you as a customer, and they have to put your interests ahead of their own and ahead of the interests of the brokerage firm. Now, this sometimes is difficult for brokers and brokerage firms to do for obvious reasons associated with they don't want to lose money either. Now, a fiduciary duty requires the broker to recommend a stock only after studying it sufficiently to become informed of its nature, price, and financial condition and prognosis, to carry out your orders promptly and in a manner best suited to serve your interests. They have a duty to inform you of the risks involved in buying and selling a particular security. As well, the fiduciary duty requires the broker to refrain from self-dealing or refusing to disclose any personal interest the broker may have with a particular recommended security. Additionally, the broker has a fiduciary duty to not misrepresent any material fact related to the transaction or to transact business and to transact business only after receiving prior authorization from you, the client. So if you believe your client has not done some of these things or has done some of these things that they are not supposed to do in your account, please talk to an attorney familiar with securities to determine if you have a claim to make. Another common problem that we'll see is called failure to diversify. This is a situation where your account has one significant position, say in an internet stock or a technology stock, or a series of technology stocks where all you have in your account is Apple Computer, Dell Computer, IBM, HP, and other companies like that that are all in the same sector. So all of your money is riding on one sector of the market. So if that sector falls out of favor and prices decrease, you will be outsized, damaged by the decrease because you have such an overconcentration. So diversification should be done to protect your assets in up and down markets. And diversifying means you have different stocks in different market sectors, so that as one goes up, the other one will be going down, and you kind of minimize the swings in your account. The amount of diversification that's proper depends on your total financial situation and what you told your broker that you wanted to do with your account. So the failure to diversify claim is dependent upon the facts of your situation. Even if your account was very concentrated, but has since become more diversified, your earlier lack of diversification may give rise to a claim for seeking losses in your account. On the other side of that, if you are a very risk-seeking investor and you have an over-concentration in one market area, you may not have a claim against your broker for losses associated with that because you understood the risk and you wanted to take that risk. Other issues that happen involve failure to supervise, and that is that brokerage firms have an obligation to supervise the activities of their brokers. And if they don't, and this causes damages to you as a client, you may have a cause of action against the brokerage firm. There are instances where your signature might be forged or other fabrications in your account, and there's no defense to forgery. So if something has been forged, then without written authority for you, from you to your broker to sign your name, they cannot sign your name on your behalf. And if they do, you can typically unwind that transaction. One of the big instances of problems in the accounts we see are variable annuities and variable annuities exchanges. Variable annuities have significant commissions that are paid to the brokers, and so they like to sell these because they make a lot of money. Variable annuities change every year as the market changes, so the different contract provisions will be shifting around, and the brokers will take advantage of those to sell you a new variable annuity that has some new little what they call riders that give you different benefits or allegedly give you different benefits. And to convince you to buy these investments, the variable annuity companies will have what they call bonuses, because you're going to have a surrender charge in a variable annuity for up to 7 to 10 years. And if you withdraw the money earlier, you'll pay this penalty. The new variable annuity will have a bonus that should cover the amount that you lose in making the transfer. So when you see these things happen, it's very concerning, and you need to make sure that the investment is going to be good for you and that the reasons upon which the broker recommended the switch are valid. These are so important that brokerage firms are required to go through certain procedures on the exchange, and each exchange has to be justified to the manager. And there's many ways a broker gets around this, one of those ways being to get you to withdraw the money directly from the insurance company who underwrote the variable annuity and put that into your checking account and then send you a check from your checking account to the broker to buy the new variable annuity. Because to the brokerage firm, this looks like new money and not an exchange, and therefore has less scrutiny and puts you at more risk of significant losses of your assets. So these are some additional reasons why you might want to sue your broker. And again, I encourage you always to review your monthly statements each month, and if you see anything unusual, to contact an attorney who has experience in securities to help you understand what has happened and whether or not you have a claim that you can make against your stockbroker.